This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The National Basketball Association celebrates Christmas tonight with a doubleheader featuring the four teams which competed in last season's conference finals. The New Jersey Nets take on the Boston Celtics, and the three-time defending champion Los Angeles Lakers host the Sacramento Kings. One of those teams is struggling this season, and surprisingly, it's the Lakers. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Maybe the Lakers missed their longtime broadcaster, the late Chick Hearn, who's not with them for the first time in the franchise history.
First time since they moved to Los Angeles. That's absolutely right. He passed away over the summer, and he'd been there for 41 years. But I think if Chick could play center, he would have been missed more early in the season than for his broadcasting skills, because the Lakers started the season without Shaquille O'Neal. O'Neal decided to wait until late in the summer to have surgery on his foot. He was doing other things, as stars now do during the offseason. And as a result, he missed the start of the season. The Lakers got off to a terrible start. Now, he's been back for 14 games, and they're starting to play a little better. But they go into this game 11-18, and that's not a great record if you're the defending champions, and they're only 8-8 since Shaquille came back into the lineup. So they're still struggling. Phil Jackson, their coach, says, well, it's still like being in the exhibition season for us. We're all getting used to each other. But this is a team that's been together for a long time. So you wonder exactly what's going on out there.
There's time.
There's plenty of time. I mean, you know, you're 30 games into an 82-game season and then another 500-game playoff season, but the Lakers are starting to show a little bit of age, in my opinion. Not Kobe Bryant, who's still 12 or something, 25 actually, but their so-called supporting cast is getting older. They were very fortunate to get by the Kings in the playoffs last year. Game 7 went into overtime. They needed some help from the officials. I think they're vulnerable.
Well, Sacramento's been without a key player, too.
Mike Bibby, their point guard, only came back four games ago, but they're sitting 22-8. They're a very deep team. They're a very determined team. They felt they should have been the champions last year. They're playing with their best player, Chris Webber, under indictment for perjuring himself to a grand jury in Michigan over an investigation into the University of Michigan basketball program when he was playing there, saying he wasn't given $280,000, a Michigan booster says he was. And fortunately for the Kings, the judge has very conveniently moved the trial to July, so it won't interfere with the NBA playoffs. We like judges who are aware of the various sports seasons.
Think Weber's going to do some time?
He will only go to jail if he plays Monopoly sometime in the near future. Professional athletes, as you well know, do not go to jail.
The other intriguing teams in the West are in Texas, the Dallas Mavericks and Houston Rockets.
Mavericks got off to a record-breaking start. They, of course, have been known more for their crazed owner, Mark Cuban, the last few years. But they now have a legitimate team. Dirk Nowitzki has really blossomed into a star. Almost every team in the NBA has a great foreign player now, the really good teams. Yao Ming from China, that would make him a foreign player, was the first pick in the NBA draft, and he may be the future. 7'6", he can shoot the ball, he can play facing the basket, which big men usually can't do. So the Rockets are probably at least a year away from being a serious contender. But when Yao played his first game, honestly, he was awful. And I remember the experts coming on and saying, this guy's a bust after one game. Now he's averaging 18 points and 12 rebounds a game as a rookie, and he doesn't seem to be so much of a bust. So the Mavericks are a team to watch this year, although I think they're vulnerable inside. They still don't have a real center. The Rockets are a team to watch in the future because they do have a real center.
Who you like in the East?
Nobody, really. Nobody's that good. You've got your usual suspects up top. The Celtics are pretty good again. The Nets are pretty good again. But I like the Indiana Pacers. Isaiah Thomas has done a nice job piecing that team together. Very young team. Jermaine O'Neal is a rising star. They've won 20 games already. By the playoffs, they may be the team to contend with the young players, plus Reggie Miller, who's a little older than you, I think.
And Michael Jordan is retiring again.
Speaking of people older than you, they're going to start putting Roman numerals next to Jordan's retirements. You know, 1, 2, 3. I think this one will take. He's going to be 40 in February. He has not been able to turn the Wizards into a good team as I think he hoped he would. They might sneak into the playoffs. They're 12-15 right now. Jordan still has nights when he looks like a very good player. He still is a very good player. Red Auerbach made the point to me a couple weeks ago. If you just looked at the guy and saw him playing basketball, you'd say, that's a good basketball player. But when you realize who he was, then it gets to be disappointing. He's still remarkable for 40, but it's time, you know, as the guy said in North Dallas 40, it's time to put aside childish things for Michael Jordan.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, author of The Punch, One Night, Two Lives, and The Fight That Changed Basketball Forever.